The following is an address to the Indian Association of Columbus, Ohio, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 11, 1969, in Columbus, Ohio.
Cheta Datsanam Arjunam Bhava Mahadavagni Nidvapanam Shri Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jeevanam Ananda Amriti Vadhanam Pratipadam Purnam Mitashvadanam Sarvatma Sapanam Parang Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to the Sankirtan movement. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago, in Navadvip, at the age of 16 years only, a boy of 16 years, he introduced this movement, Sankirtan movement. Not that he manufactured some religious system, just like nowadays there are so many religious systems have been manufactured. Actually, religion cannot be manufactured. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Religion means the codes of God, the laws of God. That's all. Just like you cannot live without obeying the state laws, similarly you cannot live without obeying the laws of God. And in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati. Whenever there is discrepancies in the process of religious prosecution of religious activity, jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati, abhuthanam adharmasya. And there is predominance of irreligious activity. Tadātmānam sriyām maham. At that time, Krishna, the Lord says, that I appear. That is the way. The same principle, just like as soon as there is disobedience of state laws, there is advent of some particular state officer, or the governor or the state man takes step and to set things right. That is the way. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is worshipped by the Goswamis, and there is a verse written by Rupa Goswami, one of his principal disciple. There were six Goswamis: Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Srijiv Goswami, Gopal Bhatt Goswami, and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. All of them were Goswamis. Goswamis means, Go means senses. There are three meanings of go. Go means land, go means cow, go means senses. So Goswami, they were Goswami means they were master of the senses. Shami or Goswami, the same category. Goswami is more explained. Swami Swami means master. So, when one becomes master of the senses, Goswami, he can make progress in the spiritual life. That is the meaning of Swami. Swami does not mean that he is servant of the senses. Swami means master of the senses. Goswami. So they are all Goswamis. And one of the Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, was the head. So he compiled a nice verse in respect of honoring Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, Anarpita charinchidat karunayavatirna kalau samatpayatam unnata ujjalarasang savakti sriyam hari purata sundaradviti kadamma sandipitaha sadaridayakandare suraturba sachinandana. He is blessing the people in general that this incarnation of God, Krishna, anattita charin chirat karunaya avatirna kalau. Kalau means this age of Kali, which is very much contaminated, or the age of quarrel and disagreement. This is called Kali, age of Kali. So, Rupa Goswami says, this in this age of Kali, where everything is disagreement and quarrel, you have descended to offer the highest, topmost love of God. Samapayatum unnata ujjala rasam. Not only topmost, but very brilliant ras, transcendental, mellow, humor. Anattita charin chidat karunayavati nakalu samatpayatum unnata ujjala rasam sa bhakti syam. Hari purata sundara dhuti. Your complexion is just like golden, nested of gold. So, you are so kind, so I bless everyone, Goswamis, they can bless, because they are master of the senses, that this form of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, may always remain dancing in your heart. Another place, when Rupa Goswami first met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayag, Lord Chaitanya was dancing on the street, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. At that time also, he offered one prayer, Namo Mahavadana, Krishna Prema Pradayati. So you are the most munificent of all incarnations because you are distributing love of God, Krishna Prema Pradayati. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Nangani Gaurati Sina. You are Krishna himself because without being Krishna you cannot distribute Krishna Prema. A love of God, a love of Krishna is not so easy thing. But you are distributing freely to everyone. So, this Sankirtan movement was inaugurated in Bengal, in India, and in Navadvip. So, in this sense, the Bengalis are very fortunate that in their country, this movement was inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya, and he predicted that those who are Bengalis here present, they will understand. Prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram, sarvatra prachar haiva mor naam. He predicted that as many villages and towns there are all over the world. Everywhere this Sankirtan movement will be preached. That is his future prediction. So, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, this movement is already was introduced in the Western country beginning from New York. Our first movement, the Sankirtan movement, was introduced in New York. I came in New York first. I began to chant this Hare Krishna mantra in the Tomkinson Park. In the Tomkinson Park Square. Tomkinson Square. So this, I was chanting there for 3 hours with a little small mridanga, and these boys, American boys, they assemble and gradually they join, and it is increasing. First of all, it was started in New York in a storefront, 26 Second Avenue. Then we started our branch in San Francisco, in Los Angeles, in Santa Fe, in Buffalo, then here. We have got now 20 branches, including one in London and one in Hamburg. And in London, the boys, they are all American boys and girls, they are preaching, they are not sannyasi, neither they are Vedantis, neither they are Hindus, neither they are Indian, but they are taking this movement very seriously. Here, one lady from London, she has come. She was very much praising about that movement. And in London Times, there was an article. They said that Krishna chanting startles London. So, we have got many followers now. All my disciples till now, at least in this country, they're all Americans and Europeans. They're chanting, dancing, they're issuing papers back to Godhead. Oh. Now we have published so many books, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita as it is, teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So, this movement is not like that, it's a sentimental movement. Don't think that these boys are dancing in some religious sentiment or fanaticism. No. We have background. We have background, high philosophical and theosophical, whatever you like. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while he was preaching, he went to Benares. So, Benares is the seat of Mayavadi sannyasis, the followers of Shankaracharya, they are mostly seen in Benares, Varanasi. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, he was chanting and dancing. So, some of the people, they become very much appreciative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing and chanting. And there was a big sannyasi, Prakashananda Saraswati, leader of many thousands of Mayavadi sannyasis. So somebody went to him and said, from Bengal, one young sannyasi has come. Oh, he is so nicely chanting and dancing. So, Prakashananda Saraswati, he was a great Vedantist, he did not like the idea. He said, hey, the pseudo-sannyasi is chanting and dancing. This is not the business of sannyasi. This is the sannyasi should always engage himself in the study of philosophy and Vedanta, and is simply chanting and dancing. So, he marked that he is a pseudo-sannyasi, he is not actual sannyasi. Then one of the devotees, he did not like the idea, remark of Prakashananda Saraswati. He came back and informed Lord Chaitanya that these people are blackmailing, I cannot tolerate this. So, if something can be done to stop this blackmailing. So that's a long history. So one devotee, he arranged the meeting of all the sannyasins, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also invited, and there was Vedanta philosophical discussion between Prakashananda Saraswati and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These description and philosophical discussions are given in our teachings of Lord Chaitanya, and it is very nice that Prakashananda himself with his all his disciples, they became Vaishnava. The idea is, similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a great discussion with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the greatest logician of that time. He was also Mayavadi, impersonalist. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is not sentimental. Like people think that this is a sentimental movement. No. We have got a very good background. If one wants to understand this Sankirtan movement through philosophy and learning and logic, there is ample opportunity. It is not sentimental. It is based on science and based on authority of Vedas. But it is simplified. That is it. That is the beauty of this movement. Either you are great scholars or philosopher, or either you are a child, just like this child. Everyone can take part without any difficulty. Any system of self-realization, either jnana process or yoga process or any process, they are also recognized. But they are not possible to be practiced in this age. That is not possible. That is the verdict of the Vedas. Kite dadhyato vishnu tetang jajato makhai dapare paritajyang kalo tad harikirtanam. In the Satyayuga, it was possible to execute the meditation process, just like Valmiki Muni. He meditated for 60,000 of years to get perfection. So where is your age? Besides that, that process, meditation process as described in the Bhagavad Gita, you have to select a secluded place, you have to execute it alone. You have to sit down in such a posture, you have to completely lead a life of celibacy, so many rules and regulations. Swastanga, yoga, meditation, that is not possible. But if you are satisfied by doing some imitation, that is different. But if you want right perfection, then you have to execute all the different, stages of yoga practice, Ashtanga yoga, there are 8 divisions, dhyan, dharana, asana, pranayama. So, if it is not possible, then it is a waste of time. What is the ultimate goal of yoga process, of meditation? To contact the Supreme, the Super Soul, the Supreme Lord. That is the aim and object of yoga process. Kalutad harikirtanat. Therefore, one has to take to this process of harikirtan. Anyone can take, without any pre-qualification. You haven't got to study philosophy or Vedanta. This Vedanta philosophy was very much discussed between Prakashananda Saraswati. Prakashananda Saraswati asked, first of all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that I understand that you are a very good scholar in your previous life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually, you are a very great scholar. His name was Nimai Pandit. And at the age of 16 years old, he defeated one great scholar from Kashmir, Keshav Kashmiri. So he was a great scholar. So Prakashananda Saraswati asked him that I understand that you are a great scholar, Sanskrit scholar, and especially in logic you are a very good scholar, and you are now sannyasi, you were born in a Brahmin family. How is that you are chanting and dancing without reading Vedanta? This was the first question made by Prakashananda Saraswati. And he replied, yes. The thing is that when I was initiated by my spiritual master, he said that you are fool number one. You don't discuss Vedanta. Simply will spoil your time. Please take to this chanting Hare Krishna and you will be successful. That was his reply. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not a fool. But Vedanta is not for fools. It requires sufficient education, sufficient status. Then one can understand Vedanta. In each and each quote, each word, there are volumes of meaning. And there are many commentations. Commentary by Lord Shankaracharya, commentary by Ramanujacharya, commentary by big volumes in Sanskrit language. So how one will understand Vedanta? It is not possible. It may be possible for one person or two persons to understand what is Vedanta. But for the mass of people, it is not possible. Neither it is possible to practice yoga. Therefore, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's method, chanting Hare Krishna, he said, the first installment of game will be Cheta Darpana Mahajanam. All the dirty things from your heart will be cleansed simply by chanting. You chant, there is no expenditure, there is no loss. But as we are chanting, if you kindly chant, just do it for 1 week and you see how much you progress in spiritual knowledge. We are getting many students simply by chanting. They are understanding the whole philosophy, they are giving up their bad habits, they are becoming purified, so many things. They are practical. This society movement is started practically not more than 2 years, 1966. And we have got so many branches, the American boys and girls, they are taking it very seriously and very nicely. They are following all rules and regulations and they are happy. They ask any one of them. So this is practical. Cheta Darpana Marjana. Cleansing the dirty thing from the heart. Simply by chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. Yes. And the next thing is that Bhava Mahadavagni Nidbhavan. As soon as your heart is cleansed of all dirty things, then all the problems of material existence immediately solved. Bhava Mahadavagni. It has been compared with Davagni. Davagni means the blazing fire in the forest. In this material existence, nobody wants unhappiness, but it comes force by force. That is the law of material nature. Nobody wants that there may be fire, But especially in this country, wherever in a city we go, the fire brigade is always active, you see. Nobody wants fire, but the fire brigade is active. There is fire. Similarly, nobody wants so many things. Nobody wants death. There is death. Nobody wants disease. There is disease. Nobody wants old age. Oh, there is old age. Against my desire. We should have to think that what is the status of this material existence, this human form of life, is meant for understanding. The human form of life is not meant for wasting the valuable life like cats and dogs in the matter of eating, sleeping, mating and defending. That is not advancement of civilization. The Bhagavad says that this body is not meant for working very hard simply for sense gratification. No. Rāyana deha deva bhājāng niloke kastān kāmān arhati vir bhujāng de. To work very hard and have satisfy oneself by sense gratification, that is the business of the hogs, of dogs, not for humans. A human being, tapa, they should learn tapasya. And especially in India, so many great sages, so many great kings, and so many brahmacharis, sannyasis, they passed their life in great tapasya. Not to go further, just see, Lord Buddha was a prince. He gave up everything. And he engage himself in tapasya. This is life. King Bharat Maharaj, under whose name India is called Bharatvarsha, in 24, when he was 24 years old, he gave up his kingdom, he gave up his young wife, young children, and went for tapasya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was only 24 years, he gave up his young wife, mother, everything. There are various, many, many examples. India's land of tapasya. But we are forgetting that. We are forgetting, now we are making it the land of technology. It is surprising that India has gone so down, forgetting its tapasya. The land of tapasya, the land of dharma. Dharma kshetra, kurukshetra, dharma kshetra. So, it is not only in India, everywhere. These days, everything is degraded. Degraded in this sense. Prayana kalavasvim alpayayusu jugejana. The duration of life is diminished. They are not very much active to understand what is self-realization. And if they are some of them are very much active, he is misled by so many misleading so-called leaders. So the age is very corrupt. Therefore, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process of chanting Hare Krishna is the best method and the simplest method. Hare Rama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kevalam. There is no other alternative. In the Agni Puran, this verse appears. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam. 3 times. Simply chanting Hare Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna. Kevalam, only. You cannot offer any other alternative. No, only. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam. Kalu, in this age, Nasteva, 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 Gati Rannatha. There is no other alternative for self-realization except this. So we have to accept. There is another version in Srimad Bhagavatam. Parikshit Maharaj was instructed by Sukhdev Goswami. He described the faults of this age. There is in the 12th canto, 3rd chapter, you will find. Everything is now being corroborated, what is described 5,000 years ago. So in that conclusive process, Sukhdev Goswami says, Kalau dosa nidhe rajan, yasti eko mahanaguna. My dear king, this age, Kali, is full of faulty things, but there is one good opportunity. What is that? Kitana deva krishnasya mukta sanga parangvidita. Simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, one becomes liberated and he goes back to God and back. So, this is practical, this is authorized, and you can yourself test also how you become advanced, simply by chanting. So this Krishna consciousness movement is nothing, nor it is not a new thing that we have introduced or manufactured. No. It is authorized on the Vedic principle, authorized by acharyas like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all other acharyas. So you join us, you will be happy. Your human life will be sublime. And the method is very simple. There is no loss. We are not charging anything that you give me fee, I shall give you some secret mantra and within 6 months you shall become God. No. It is open for everyone. Even child, even old man, girls, boys, old, everyone can take it and chant it and see the result. That is our choice. So this Krishna conscious movement is universal movement. I would request you to join. We have got branches here. We are chanting daily twice. Especially we are holding meetings on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. And you try to understand. We have got, not that we are sentimentalists. We have got books, philosophy, everything. So please join and take advantage of it. That is our request. Thank you very much. Yes. We are not only establishing new Vrindavan, but there is new Navadvip, new Jagannath Puri. Yes. We have already started new Jagannath Puri in San Francisco. The Ratha Yatra festival is going on. And this year there will be a great ceremony of Ratha Yatra in London. There will be 3 cars, Jagannath, Subhadra and Balaram, and it will be taken to the riverside Thames. So, this American land, they have imported New England, New York, why not New Vrindavan? See, you should all join. Those who are Indian, they should join this movement especially to establish this new Vrindavan. Because Lord Chaitanya recommended Aradhu Bhagavan Brajasa Tanayam Tanaya. The Brajasa Tanaya, Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, in the Vrindavan Dham or Brajabhumi, he is the supreme worshipable deity. Tadhyamam Vrindavanam. And his place, Vrindavan, is also worshipable. So these Western boys and girls, they're taking to Krishna consciousness, so they should have a place like Vrindavan. So here is present our Swami Kirtanananda. He went to Vrindavan with me 2 years ago, and he has taken the idea what is Vrindavan. So I have instructed him that he should construct at least 7 temples. In Vrindavan, there are 5,000 temples. Not 1, 2. 5,000 temples of Radha Krishna. But the most important temples are 7, established by the Goswamis. So our program is to live there depending on agriculture and cow. Cow protection and agriculture. That should be the economic solution. And peacefully be in Krishna consciousness, chant Hare Krishna. That is the Vrindavan state. Yuktaharu viharasya yoga bhavati siddhita. This human form of life is not meant for increasing artificial needs. We should be satisfied just to maintain the body and soul together, and balance time we should save for enhancing our Krishna consciousness, our spiritual consciousness, so that after this body, we haven't got to take another material body, but we go back to home, back to God. That should be the motto of human life. Another thing I may inform you in this connection, that when I first came to New York, one big man in India, rich man, Sir Padmapad Singhania of Kanpur, I have corresponded with Singhania, if you give me some money, I can construct a temple here, Radha Krishna. So he was ready. He said, Swamiji, whatever amount you want, I can give, provide the government gives sanction. So I had corresponded, many correspondences with the government, but they did not give me sanction. But here, the embassy, they have given me sanction that you can raise funds from the residents in America and construct temple. So you are so many Indians, if you help me, I can construct temples everywhere. We have got many assistants. Of course, the American rich men, they are not coming. The boys and girls who have joined me, they are very not rich, but very sincere. They are working and maintaining the 20 centers. We have got good expenditure. You know, it is America. Sometimes we have to spend $2,000 in every center. So Krishna is giving us opportunity. Although there is no temple, but we have, it's our own temple, but temples we have got everywhere. We have got our deity, Jagannath, Radha, Krishna, they are being worshipped nicely, and we are offering prasadam. Every Sunday we are distributing prasadam. So the system is going on. Especially if you go to Los Angeles, we have got the biggest temple there. At least daily, 50, 60 persons are taking prasadam. On Sunday, there are guests, more than 100. They are taking part. It is going on nicely. Similarly, we will have in every place. So that foretelling, prediction of Lord Chaitanya, prithivite asyajata nagaradi gram, that time has come. Let us cooperate and distribute this nice thing, Hare Krishna movement. People will be happy.
Is there any place in the movement for the drug addicts, the new class is coming?
Yes, our students are forbidden not to accept any kind of intoxication. They do not drink even tea or coffee, or they do not smoke. What to speak of others? That is our first condition to become disciples. no illicit sex life, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. These four things must be there. Otherwise you don't accept anyone as disciple.
Because for an average American, a man in the street who doesn't know the, what Hinduism is, he thinks
This is Hinduism.
Probably this is a meeting of hippies going on here.
Hippies who are coming in our task, they are giving up all these things, even. Because they are not guided, misguided. They are seeking after something better, but there is no leader. But this movement will give them relief to everyone. We have anyone who comes to us for initiation, our first condition is that there should be no illicit sex life. No boyfriend, girlfriend, no. Just beg, get yourself married. Although I am sannyasi, I have no connection in this marriage, but I do it for the sake of my disciples, just to settle them nicely. So, all the boys and girls are being married. In Boston, while I was coming, there were three couples married. So they are living peacefully. There is no intoxication. They do not smoke even. Tea, do not take even tea or coffee. And they are taking nice prasadam every day. They are happy. They are healthy. And chanting Hare Krishna. That's all. Yes.
Is there a basic conflict between the spiritual life, material living, how does the
philosophy? No. Material life means eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. This is material life. And spiritual life means something more than this. Just like animal life or human life. Animal life, the common formula is eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. A dog also eats, a man also eats. A man also sleeps, and a dog also sleeps. The man also has sex life, and the dog also has sex life. The dog also defends in his own way, and man also defends in his own way. Mainly atomic bomb, that is the difference. But the defense measure, these four principles are common between human being and animal. So advancement of these four principles is not human civilization, that is animal civilization. That is not human civilization. And human civilization means that Athata Brahma Jigyasa, the Vedanta Sutra says, the Vedanta Sutra, first aphorism is Athata Brahma Jigyasa. Now it is the time for inquiry about the Brahma. That is human life. Without this inquiry, there is animal life. So that is material life, and so long one is not spiritually inquisitive, Jigyasu, Se Uttamam, he is animal. Because he has got only these four principles, eating, sleeping, waiting, and defending, that's all. He must be inquisiting what I am. Why I am put into this miseries of life, birth, death, old disease? Is there any remedy? These things should be questioned. Then it is human life, then it is spiritual life. Athat Brahma Jigyasa. This is the beginning of Vedanta. Brahma Jigyasa. One should be inquisitive to understand what is Brahma. That is spiritual life. So our Vedic system was so nicely designed that automatically one will be elevated to the understanding of Brahma. This caste system is by condemned because they have been vitiated by designing person. Actually, caste system, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Chatudvarnangmaya system gunakarma vibhagasa. According to division of qualities, There are caste system everywhere. Goodness, passion and ignorance, these three qualities are working in the material nature. The persons who are in goodness, they are called Brahmins. Not that birth. Krishna does not say by birth. Chatudvarnam maya system guno karma vibhagasa. There is no question of birth. Simply by quality. By quality, the division is everywhere. Intelligent class of man, administrative class of man, productive class of man, and liberal class of man. This is Brahman, Shudra, that's all. So everything should be taken scientifically, human, that is human civilization, human life, otherwise animal life. Spiritual life means human life, and material life means animal life. That's all. So, we have to make adjustment, as it is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita, yuktahara viharascha. It does not mean because I am going to be spiritual man, I shall give up eating. No, not that. But my eating should be adjusted. These things are described in the Bhagavad Gita, what class of foodstuff is first class in goodness, and what class of foodstuff in the passion, third class in ignorance. So we have to raise ourselves in the goodness platform of human civilization, then revive our transcendental consciousness or Krishna consciousness. These things are, everything is there in the shastras. Unfortunately, do not consult. Kevam prasanna manasu bhagavat bhakti yogata bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayat. Unless one is liberated from the clashes of these three modes of material nature, he cannot understand what is God. Prasanna manasu. He must be Brahma-realized soul. Brahma-bhuta-prasanna-atma. Nasochati-nakanta. These things are there. So, you should take advantage of these shastras and preach. That is the responsibility to the Indian. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Bharat-bhumite-manusya-janma-haila-jaya janma-sarthak-tari-karo-paro-paka. Anyone who has taken his birth in India as human being, he should learn all these shastras, make his life successful and distribute this. That is the responsibility of India. This is the intention of Lord Chaitanya. Bharat Bhumi te manusya janma haila jaya. The Bharat Bhumi is not to take birth in India. It's not ordinary thing, you must know, but you should utilize the opportunity. That utilization you should read, study, understand volumes of Vedic literature. And you should distribute the knowledge to the rest of the world. The rest of the world, they know God is great, but they do not know how great is God. That we will find in the Vedic literature. And that is our duty. That is Kirtan, Hari Kirtan. Parang Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtana. To glorify. So I shall specially request our Indian nationals to join this movement and distribute the knowledge. I am doing it now alone, and if you join, it will be great help to this movement. Try to understand.
We understand from the newspaper that there is a temple which has been started in the eastern India state. Can somebody tell us at what stage it is?
In New York?
Here in Columbus, in the newspaper.
Oh, yes. That is our temple. Our temple, yes. So you come and say, that is just started for the last few weeks only. But we have got very nice temples in Los Angeles, in New York, in San Francisco.
One in Montreal.
In Montreal also. Yeah. You saw me there?
Yeah, we saw last year.
Last year? No. I think in June I was there. Montreal also you have got. And Vancouver you have got. So as these boys are growing, so you are starting. Balabari Dukkha Khande. When the children are grown up, the fathers and live a diminution. So, all right, chant Hare Krishna. Please join with us.